I'm going to be over in Acts chapter 8 here in a minute. You can turn there and get ready for it. Acts chapter 8, I'm going to read the first four verses. I want to welcome you to 2023, by the way, but I'll tell you this right now. I believe, brother and sister, we need to get a hold of the horns of the altar, and we need to pray as we get into this 2023, because you know what, brother, it doesn't matter what comes our way. Praise His name this morning. We are serving a God that can. We serve a God that is able. I was just thinking there a little bit ago as they were talking, one last thing before we go on about Christmas, before getting into here to the sermon this morning. You do realize that the first king-sized bed mentioned in the Bible was a manger. Amen? Amen. That's exactly right. You know, we serve a mighty God. We serve a king. And that's what I want to get across to you. All right. One word I want you to think of this morning as I get into this is everywhere. That's the word I want to concentrate on this morning. If you would, let's stand and read Acts chapter 8, the first four verses, if you would. If you're able, please stand. And Saul was consenting unto his death, and at that time there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentations over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house, hailing men and women and committing them to prison. Now, let me stop right there. The next time you think you got it rough, the next time you think that everything is bad, I want you to think of this scripture. They were coming into their homes, getting them out of there and persecuting them for being Christians. Brothers and sisters, we have nothing to complain about this morning. Number four, therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere. Went everywhere, preaching the word. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come thanking you, Father, for all that you've given us, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have, Lord, to be in your house. I want to thank you, Father, for your mercy. I want to thank you for your grace. I want to thank you for allowing us one more year. And Lord, I pray, Father, that you would go with this church, go with each individual in this church, Lord. And I pray, Father, as we go out to a lost and a dying world, Lord, that, Father, we will do what you'd have for us to do and what you've required of us to do. And we will praise you for that this morning. And the church said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. As I said, I want us to concentrate on the word everywhere. Would you shout that word with me this morning? Everywhere. Everywhere. We know the story here. They just got done stoning Stephen. Saul was there. He was still called Saul at the time. He held the coats of those that did it. And I'm here to tell you this morning, you know, after it happened, you see that after the church was persecuted, that they started going out everywhere to spread the gospel. I want you to remember this scripture because I'm going to be into this evening as well on some stuff I'm going to get into. That they went everywhere. Drift Run Church 2023 is upon us. And with that, let's make a resolution. Let's make a resolution. All of us make it this way for here this morning, for this church this morning. Let's make a resolution that we will not be an ordinary community church. Can I have an amen? Amen. We're not going to be the church that lines these roads down through here sometimes. Some of them are shut down. Some of them don't preach the gospel anymore. Some of them preach whatever they feel like they want to preach. But brothers, we are not going to be that kind of a church. Can I have an amen? Amen. Or they have become lazy, or they have become compromised with the world. I'm going to tell you right now, as long as I am standing up here, the Lord gives me breath, I am not compromising with the world. I'm not compromising the Word of God. It's just not going to happen. You can get another preacher, but I will not do it. Because the power has left them. The power has left them. And brothers and sisters, it takes the power in a church. It takes the powers in the individuals of the church to go out to a lost and dying world and to be a witness to them. Listen, this church or any church will be able to reach the lost without the power of the Holy Spirit within it. We can't. There's just no way you can do it. It's got to be pulsating from it. It's got to be a church that is full of the Spirit and individuals that are full of the Spirit. Acts 1:8 tells us this. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That is not my words. Brothers and sisters, if you are a Christian here this morning, I don't care what age you are. I don't care what color you are. I'm just here to tell you, if you are a church, an individual that's got the Holy Spirit in, you have power. We need to do it like Peter when he stood and preached in the power of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2. Acts 2:17, it says this, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh." I'm telling you, the Spirit has been poured out on all flesh. As of the day that Jesus Christ went back into heaven and he sent the Holy Spirit back on the day of the Pentecost, brothers, the Spirit was poured out without measure. Before that, it was dealt out in measure. We know that. That's what the Bible says. But brother, today, we live in a day where the Spirit has been poured out without measure. And that's to every one of us that are willing to accept it. And then on down in chapter 2, it says this, "And they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day that they were added unto them about 3,000 souls." Man, I tell you what, I long for to see 3,000 souls added in one day. I long to see sometimes for just one added in one day. I praise God to let somebody know that somebody has accepted Jesus into their heart and that they're saved and they're born again. That's what I say to you and to myself this morning. Let's be the most aggressive church for winning souls that this community has ever had. Can I have an amen this morning? The church world in general needs a revival. They need a change. They need to go out in the power of the Holy Spirit instead of going out in their own power. Why? Because hell is too hot and it is too eternal for us to worry about. Whether or not our pride, our egos, our traditions, our petty, small-minded doctrinal issues get in the way, hell is too hot and too eternal for us to be lazy, lukewarm, and average. Amen? Hell is too hot and it's too eternal to be rude, hateful, and arrogant out here in this world. Brother said, we go out, we do not need to be rude. We do not need to be hateful. We do not need to be judgmental. We need to go out in the Spirit of the Holy Spirit and in love and go to a lost and a dying world. Hell is too hot and too eternal to compromise or water down the word either. Absolutely. Are you willing on this first morning of 2023 to go out and do what every church and every Christian has been called to do whatever it takes to win one soul? Go ye therefore into all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And again, by saying amen, there is nothing and the devil fears more than somebody who's a dedicated soul winner. The devil fears that more than anything else. You can be what you want to be. You can speak in all manner of tongues. You can do whatever you want to. But I'm telling you, the devil fears a soul winner. I believe it's the greatest crime in the world, and I'm going to say it right to you bluntly, for an individual to be saved and be filled with the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost flowing from them and not be consumed with reaching the lost in a dying world. Proverbs 11:30 tells us this, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is what? They're wise." They're wise, amen. Whatever you have to do before you leave this service this morning, we're going to have an altar call here in a little bit, and it may not be an altar call for the sinner, absolutely. But brother and sister, it would be an altar call for all of us in this church. When we go out of here on the first Sunday in 2023, the first day of the year, we go out of here and we go out of here to be a soul-winning machine. Because it says we need to go everywhere. That's what it says. We need to go everywhere. The key to reaching the lost is this, is having a willingness to reach the lost. A willingness to go out to them instead of waiting for them to come to us. A willingness to go ye into all the world. He didn't say sit back and wait, did he? I didn't see that there. He said you go to them. A willingness to pray like you've never prayed before. A willingness to love like you've never loved before. A willingness to do all this with a passion that you've never had before. I'm here to tell you this morning, Colossians 3:23 says this, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, not unto men. That goes beyond what you go out here and work in this world. That should settle just as much with what you do to go out here to save souls. Are you willing to do whatever it takes to reach a lost soul? Are you willing to do that here this morning? Are you willing to be called a holy roller? Are you willing to be called a Jesus freak? Are you willing to be called a fanatic to reach just one? Are you willing to do that this morning? I'm serious. Joel 3:14, multitudes and multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of the decision. I tell you, it would not surprise me to see the Lord come back today. It would not surprise me. I'm not standing up here telling you that he is. But would it surprise me? No. It would not surprise me to see him come back today. Why? We need to be everywhere. Are you willing to spend not only your time, but your finances to do that? Let me give you a word of faith concerning money here this morning. Oh, I know you didn't ask for this, but you're going to get it anyway. Concerning money and reaching a lost world. Luke 10:30 and 35 says this. This is a word of faith for you. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance, he came down to a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave to the host and said to him, take care of him. Now listen to this. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Brother and sister, it costs sometimes to win souls. It costs of your time, and it may cost of your money sometime. You will never outgive God. End of story. Amen. I ain't even going to argue that with you. You will never outgive God. I challenge you to try it. I challenge you to try it. You, in 2023, step out on faith. Take small steps if you have to, but step out on faith. But do them in faith, knowing that God will bless. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. He said, I will make thee ruler over many. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. I'm going to give you 2 little sayings here that I wrote down that I've heard for years. If it's his will, it's his bill. If it's his way, he'll pay. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, you're not going to get out and give God. How many of you in here this morning believe the coin was in the fish's mouth? Jesus told Peter to go down there and throw a hook in. He said, and when you pull the fish up, he said, there will be a coin in his mouth. I'm here to tell you, I'll just read it in Matthew 17. Go thou to the sea and cast in a hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money in it. I'm here to tell you this morning, God will make a way. If you're able to step out on a little bit of faith, I'm here this morning, God is able to make a way in your life. If God be for us, simple, who's going to be against you? Nobody. Nobody will be against you if God is for you. If I were here this morning to ask you how much a soul was worth in 2023, would anybody be willing to tell me how much their soul was worth? We don't need to be afraid of the cost. The Bible tells us to cast thy bread upon the water, for thou shalt find it in many days. When you give of your time and money, especially to those who are in need, you will be blessed. How many of you here believe God's word this morning? Amen. I believe it. I'm going to give you another word of faith here. It's in Proverbs 19:17. Now, if Greg loans me money, Greg expects to get that money back from me sometime, right? He expects it. I'm just honest with you. Anybody, if you loan him money, you expect to get the money back from him sometimes. Well, sometimes that don't happen, does it? Sometimes it doesn't happen. We've been down those paths. I've been down those paths. I can tell you one you can depend on, though. Proverbs 19:17. He that has pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord. Did you know that? And that which he has given, will he repay him again? I'm telling you, when you give to the poor, when you give to the needy, when you put stuff out in this blessing box, when you do the things that you do, I'm here to tell you this morning, you're lending unto the Lord. And the Lord has promised me in his word that he will repay you. Mark it down. Write it in yellow. I don't care what you want to do. I believe God's word this morning. If you want to be blessed, church, if you want to be blessed as an individual, Proverbs 28:27. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many cursed. Many a curse. That's what it tells me. We got to be willing to go out into the highways and into the byways and invite them in no matter what it cost us this morning. Amen. No matter what it cost us. Luke 14:21-23. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to the servants, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. Those are the ones that society didn't want back then. Brothers and sisters, we have those out in society today that a lot of people don't want. The ones that are addicted to drugs. The ones that are living out on the streets and underneath the bridges and all the things that we sometimes think that those are the undesirables. Jesus said, go out and invite them. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, yet there is room. And the servant, Lord said unto the servant, go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be full. Amen. Amen. It doesn't have to be full with people that just have money. Can I have an amen? It doesn't have to be full with just people that are doctors and lawyers and as Alan Stewart used to say, the muckety mucks in life. I'm here to tell you this morning, he said to go out and you compel them to come in. It doesn't matter what their lifestyle is or what they do. Go out in the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, and I'm here to tell you, he will reward you. Our mindsets and our methods may have to change sometimes. They do. Down through the years, our mindsets and our methods have changed, but our message has never changed, and it should never change. If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. If Jesus is lifted up, if he is the one that's lifted up, he will draw. He'll do the drawing. God has called us to do more than just maintain. God has called us to do more than just to make sure the heating and the air conditioning is right. Amen. God has called us to do more than to make sure the church is clean and the lights are on. God has called us to do more than to make sure the piano is tuned. God has called us to do more than sit around and look pretty. God has called us to be more aggressive and more passionate with our message than ever before. The Mormons go out. Jehovah Witnesses are out. And you can say, I don't agree with their message or their doctrines. But I tell you one thing that they do, they have a passion to go out. Amen. Brothers and sisters, it puts me to shame. I just had them visit my house right there before Christmas. They were there. Let me tell you, I don't agree with what they do, but one thing you got to agree with me on, they have a passion and they have a zeal to go out and spread their message. How about us? We got a message that can change lives. We got a message that can change people's hearts. We got a message that can change the lives of those people and lift them up and set their feet on a solid foundation. And we don't share it. John 9:4. I must work the works of him that sent me while this day, the night cometh when no man can work. He's talking about going everywhere, brothers and sisters, to do what we need to do. I believe 2023 needs to be met head on. As I said earlier, we need to be up at this altar and we need to be praying, grabbing a hold of the horns of this altar and praying. And we need to do it with a greater vision and a greater passion than we've ever had before. Romans 12:11 tells us not to be slothful in business, but to be fervent in spirit when it comes to serving the Lord. And I think that's what all of us could do. That's what all of us need to be more at. just like every year, 2023, guess where the treasure is? Guess where the treasure is? You know where the treasure is? John 4:35. Say ye not that there are 4 months yet cometh to the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already for the harvest. The treasure is in the fields, brothers and sisters. That's where it's at. That's where the work's at. That's where we need to go. Everywhere. If you're going to reach out to this world, it will cost you. Believe you me, it will cost you of your time and your money and a lot of other things. Mark 8:36 and 37. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I'm telling you, when I got saved, there was no amount of money that could have did what Jesus did that night. And I'm here to tell you this morning, what will you give for your soul here this morning? It doesn't cost gold. It doesn't cost silver. It doesn't cost anything. All it costs for you to do is to let the Holy Spirit work on you. And when it's working, you come here and give Him everything. Not just part of it. Give Him everything. Give it all to Him this morning. Praise God. As a Christian and as a church, ye do it because the Bible tells us so. The world will tell you, you mean you give all that time and that money to people who will not be able to pay you back? I say amen. Amen. The Bible tells us, if you lend of whom you hope to receive, what thanks have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive much again. But love ye your enemies, do good and lend hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. And ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. You hear that? He's kind even to those that are unthankful. You're going to run into a lot of unthankful people out here in this world. You're just going to do it. I'm just here to tell you. But brother and sister, that doesn't tell us we need to take and lay off these robes of righteousness and just do it the way we want to do it. It tells us to be kind even unto the unthankful. Be ye therefore merciful as the Father also is merciful. God didn't call us to play it safe. He called us to have an impact on this world. I pray this morning for the Gospel Mission Church, for the Gospel Mission Church, for Drift Run Church, for any church that I've been associated with, Faith Gospel, I go right on down the line with them. I pray for those churches to make an impact. And I want this church to make an impact on this community more than anything else. We can do it, brothers. We can do it through the power of the Holy Spirit. It isn't going to be by ourselves. It ain't going to be one individual going out and doing it. It ain't going to be Greg going out by himself and doing it. It ain't going to be Patty or Greg or anybody else in here doing it by themselves. It takes an effort. And brothers, we can make an impact in 2023. That's my resolution. We can make an impact on our neighbors. We can make an impact on our fellow workers. We can make an impact on our family and our friends. And believe you me, I have family that needs to be an impact made on them. And I can look around here and I guarantee if I ask you, you have that as well. But I'm here to tell you, Paul said to go everywhere. He said in verse 4, he said, therefore, that they were scattered abroad, went everywhere, preaching the word. You know what? We can go beyond Sandyville. There's no wall down there keeping us out of Sandyville. Keeping us in Sandyville, right? There's no wall keeping me on Medina. There's no wall keeping you in Ripley, in Ravenswood. There's no wall keeping you no matter where you live. We can go wherever the Lord sends us to go. And praise God, we can do that. We can do that. Pulling them out of the fire. Praise His name this morning. Praise His holy name this morning. I'll tell you what, 2023, starting out with hope, right? Let's keep that hope. Let's keep it. All right, Belinda, if you come and get a song here this morning, if you want to, I'm going to open up this altar this morning, again, as I always do, for anybody that's lost, this altar's open. But I'm also going to open it up to the church this morning. If you want, let's come up here and gather around here, if you can, and let's pray this morning. Let's grab a hold of the horns of the altar, as it said, and pray and get through to God and say, God, use us in a mighty way this day.